Tampa Bay's morning crew.
Because you had a bad day.
Well, we talk about things we want to get off our chests on Wednesdays. We just check in with you midweek, see how you're doing. It's 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, and Kevin here. And this is supposed to be a lighthearted thing, okay? So it's really not that big a deal, but I like to vent about this because it's become a more and more of a topic of discussion between you and me, actually.
Oh, boy.
I'm done with filters of pictures on social media.
Yeah.
Because there's people that I know that I've seen in real life that look completely different.
Oh, yeah.
On social media. I'm like, who's that? Who the hell is that? That's what I'm like, who is that person on your page? You know what I'm talking about, Lana?
Oh, I know, because I can literally wake up from a nap and then...
It's a new person?
And I put a filter on me, and I look beautiful. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, those filters are great, but yeah, you don't look like that.
It's insane what I have to say, a majority of women do it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's like, okay, that's... Your eyes aren't that blue.
Your skin is not that.
You are not that tan.
Clean and fresh and wrinkle free.
Because I've seen you in person, and you're beautiful in person. So why are you switching up so much when it comes to filters? I mean, it's insane that how much you can change. I mean, there was a girl I dated. There was an app where you could change like your body stuff like that.
Oh,
you can make yourself skinnier.
You can make yourself skinnier, and you can put like washboard stomach and stuff on you too.
Oh yeah, I'll take that. Yeah.
They're out there.
So
you can pretty much do anything.
I know. It's just like, don't portray yourself as something that's not real. Anyway.
Yeah, but it's all about the likes, JR. You got to get more likes.
Well, but that's do it for the gram. I don't know. Should I share that one personal experience that I've had with this? Kevin, what do you think?
The one.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Well, I went on a date one time, and I barely could find this person in the restaurant because of... This person having so many filters.
I know.
I had no idea.
Oh, it's you.
She goes, hi, I'm so-and-so. And I went,
who?
You're here with her? He goes, no, I'm her. You know, it was insane. The filters. I was like, I looked at my phone later. I was like, that's not who I just had lunch with.
That's the best.
It was insane.
Yeah. That's kind of the thing that women do now because it takes away all your wrinkles and it brightens up your eyes and your teeth. And
but she was a pretty girl already. I mean, it was...
But you can be prettier, though, on camera.
I don't know. It's
unrecognizable.
It really was unrecognizable. I remember coming in the next day and talking to Kevin Dunham at... What was that?
It's so funny because women, we think we need to do this so that people will look at them more, but all the guys out there are saying, stop putting the filters on.
What do you really look like?
It's really funny.
Anyway, I gotta say, some guys are guilty of it too, but...
You used a filter? Are you filtering your pictures?
You know what? The only time I will use a filter is like on a sunset or something like that, where you kind of like can brighten the picture.
Yeah, but you're not in it.
That's correct. I'm not doing it for me.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you get my fat face in there.
If it's something obvious like the dog face with the tongue or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, I don't even worry about the filter. I'm more worried about the colors. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to use one of them animations or whatever, that's fine, whatever.
Right.
But, yeah, it's just interesting to me. It's too much. It's too much.
I'm with you.
Lana, you and I have talked about this at length.
I know. But I have photos with some of my girlfriends. If we're taking like a selfie, they're like, wait, put the filter on that. Put the filter. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I'm not going to post this picture because it's quite obvious. Because yesterday I didn't look like that. And today I do.
Oh, my. All right. I want to know, what do you want to get off your chest this morning? Again, just let me release a little stress. Let's keep it lighthearted. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. What do you want to get off your chest? This is amazing. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. JR, Lana, and Kevin here. Now, check this out. There is one remaining Blockbuster in the world. Remember Blockbuster?
Oh, I remember.
Yes. It was a good time. Load up the family in the car, go down to Blockbuster. We got to pick out a movie for themselves. So you tried to find a new release that the whole family would like.
And then you'd fight over the VCR because you only had one in the house.
Correct. All right, so people in Benton, Oregon, they still own one of these, all right? And what they're doing now is they're renting it out as an Airbnb, $4 a night.
Ooh.
And they've set up a little, you know, 1990s-looking living room. And they have a non-widescreen TV.
Perfect.
VCR, beanbag chairs, a pull-out couch, plus candy and snacks.
Oh, I love it.
This is great.
$4 a night, Bend, Oregon. You have to be a resident of Bend, Oregon and the surrounding areas.
And $4 a night because that's how much it costs to rent a movie.
Right. And you get to walk around the store and pick any movie you want. Watch as many movies as you can for a 3 nights today.
That is so great.
That's awesome.
I mean, you remember when you walked around Blockbuster and it just smelled like popcorn? It
was the greatest.
The carpet was the worst you'd ever seen. It was, you know what I'm saying? It was so great.
But it was always like the place to be. Like everybody was always in there. We had a small one in our hometown. Every time I'd go up there, it was like the hangout. Everybody was there renting movies.
It was a hangout?
Well, it's just like because everybody was always there renting movies.
No one was hanging out with each other. They were just renting movies.
Everybody was always renting movies.
Hey, what's up, Lana? What are you doing tonight? Renting a movie.
That was before cable came out.
Yeah, I know.
We didn't have internet back then.
I totally remember doing this as a kid.
I miss part of it. I mean, it's, you know, everything's on your TV now. You know, I mean, you just rent movies, buy movies right off your TV. But there's something about going into a place when, you know, and looking at the movies going, oh, man, this one's out. They don't have it. Like, you know, just the boxes there. The actual movie isn't even there. Like, darn it, I missed my chance. Well, I guess next week I'll try again, but you know.
You'd go straight to the new releases. And like you just said, it's like they had so many.
Yeah.
And you're
I loved it.
There's one left. We can get it.
The one I went to as a kid, it was at Bears and Florida Avenue. And it's now a dentist office. That's what it is now. Because if I ever go by it, I always go, oh, there's that Blockbuster I used to go to. Aww. Yeah, I don't know. But it was at Bears in Florida. That's the one I went to. Yep.
I love this. And I wonder if you have to be kind and rewind after you stay there.
You have to.
If you're staying there, be kind, rewind is what it used to say.
It's like, let's go return the movies. Wait, I got to rewind it. And it took like 20 minutes to rewind the VCR. Yeah.
And you knew you had a problem when you walked in, you were dropping one off and then walking through the little metal detector to go get another one. You're like, oh, man, these people are going to think I'm never leave the house.
Oh, yeah.
But now we just have to do it in private on Netflix. But you can also call them, just like you used to, and ask for recommendations.
Oh, my God.
You know what's funny? My sister's boyfriend, I just remember this, worked at a Blockbuster, and he could tell you every movie, where it was, what section it was in, if they had any returns of that day. Has anybody returned it? I mean, he was had it down. And so he'd rent movies. And then you were part of a club. You had a Blockbuster card. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. I think I still have mine somewhere.
You do?
I might.
Well, it's time for you to go to Bend, Oregon. Get yourself a movie. Okay, that's awesome. All right, 99.5 QYK. Coming up, your 7:15 second date update right now. It is Kenny Chesney somewhere with you on 99.5 QYK. Why not start the day off with a little morning motivation right now? It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK. All right, Lana, what you got?
The world is full of nice people. If you can't find one, then be one.
Ooh. You are who you surround yourself with.
Yes, you are.
I feel like. That's why I hang out with Kevin a lot.
Yes, this is what happens.
I hang out with him a lot. Yeah.
Positive vibes.
Always. He is a nice person.
He's a very nice person.
Oh, thanks, Lana.
Very nice. Well, look, you're even motivated even more now.
Yes.
She told you you're a nice person.
Oh, yes.
And you're a nice person.
Oh, hey.
Look at all the positive vibes just flowing today.
I feel like we should say something, but I can't find the words. No, I'm just kidding. Lana, you're an amazing person.
Yes.
We appreciate you.
Agreed.
We love you. All right. We got your 7:15 second date update coming up for you in about 6 minutes. Thanks for having us on. Hope you're having a great day so far. John Langston, Now You Know, right now on 995 QYK. I know Kevin's going to be blasting this one in the other studio.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew brings you the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
Let's do it. 7:15 second date update right now. JR, Lana, Kevin, all here. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK. We have Rachel on the phone. Good morning, Rachel. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. We're hoping this works out better for you than it did the girl yesterday, who the guy was an absolute jerk. But we're past that. We're talking to you, Rachel. Tell us about this guy. It looks like Adam in your email here. Tell us about Adam, how you know him, what you guys do, what's going on.
Okay, so we went on this really great date. We went to Island Way.
Nice.
And, you know, we hit it off really well. He was super handsome, you know, goal-driven. We had great conversation. We laughed the whole time. I thought it went really well. You know, even to the point where, you know, I'm a hairdresser and I don't do this very often for, you know, people that I go on dates with, but I did offer to cut his hair. He came back, you know, into my salon and got his hair cut and we laughed again, had great conversation the whole time.
Wait. Like, wait, did you tell him that he needed a haircut? Maybe that started something.
I mean, no, I didn't. I don't think I offended him in any way. We were just talking about what we each do, and he was like, oh, I should come get my hair cut by you.
Okay.
It was actually even his idea.
Well, there you go. Okay. Go on. Tell us more about it.
Well, I mean, we were texting a lot leading up to it. I feel like the date went really well. We talked about going on a second date, but now he just won't return my phone calls.
So last time you seen him or talked to him was when he came to get his haircut with you?
Yeah.
Okay. When you got done with the haircut, did you guys kind of hang out and talk for a little bit, or did he leave right away?
No, he kind of left in a hurry, but I think he had other plans that day, and because we were taking so long kind of chatting, that he just kind of seemed like he was in a hurry to get to the next thing.
Okay, and you probably had other appointments, too.
I mean, I was fully booked for the day, but, I mean, I had other coworkers who stopped by and kind of, like, chatted with us and, you know, made little cute jabs about how cute we were, and
aww.
I don't know if that maybe embarrassed him, maybe he thought it was too soon, but I really don't know.
Okay, well, you guys went to Island Way. Obviously, that went well if he came to get a haircut from you, because that means he wanted to see you again, mm-hmm. So that's good news. Here's what we're going to do, Rachel. I'm going to try to call him. We're going to try to get him on the air, and we'll see if we can get some answers for you. Can you hang on for me?
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
All right, hang on. Well, this is interesting. We're trying to help out Rachel today on the 7:15 second date update. JR, Lana, and Kevin here, Tampa Bay's morning crew on 99.5 QYK. Here's the deal with Rachel. All right, she met Adam through some mutual friends. They went to a nice place, Island Way.
Oh, such a good restaurant.
And then she's a hairdresser, so she's like, hey, I can cut your hair for you. They were talking about that, and I guess it was his idea to get his hair cut.
So he made an appointment and went to her salon.
Yeah, so they hung out again, so I'm thinking everything went well at Island Way for him to go see her again. Well, now he's kind of dropped off, doesn't know what's going on. They had talked about a second date at the salon, but nothing's happened since. She doesn't know what's going on, so we're going to try to figure it out right now and get Adam on the phone.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Adam?
Yes. Who's this?
Hey, Adam, this is Tampa Bay's morning crew over here at 99.5 QIK. How are you?
Oh, hey. I know you guys.
Well, good.
What's this?
Well, we do something called a 7:15 second date update every morning, and we talk to people about dates they went on. We wanted to see if we could talk to you about a date you recently went on with a girl named Rachel.
What about her?
Well, can we talk to you about it first?
Yeah, is it okay if we talk to you on the air about it real quick?
I don't know how much you know, but yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, we know that you guys met through some mutual friends. We know you guys went to Island Way. And then the follow-up to that is you actually went and got your hair cut by her because she's a hairdresser. And you guys spent some more time together. But then since that appointment, she hasn't heard anything from you. And she thought there was going to be a second date, like, or a third date, maybe, I guess you could call it, of you guys hanging out. And she hasn't heard anything from you. So what's going on?
I mean, I don't know. I'm all set, really.
You're all
I don't know
set.
How else to put it.
Well, what do you mean?
I'm all set. I not, you know, just, you know, didn't call her back. Got to understand that.
Well, what's the reason for it?
I don't know. It just,
I mean, I'll just say this. Nice. She wants to know. She wants the answers. She's willing to hear whatever it is. So, I mean,
she's nice. You know, we had a good time and everything. I don't know. Last time I saw her, like, things didn't go that well. I thought it might be best if we just went our separate ways. That's all.
Well, did anything happen specifically?
Well, the last time you saw her was at the hair salon, right?
Oh, yes, it is.
So what went wrong?
Now that you bring that up, she's terrible at cutting hair.
Oh, no.
What, she gave you a bad haircut?
Yes. I like I said, I don't know how much you know, but, oh, it was horrible. She didn't pay attention to me. She was, I mean, we talked the entire time, but, like, it was weird. As she kept cutting my hair, I got quieter and quieter because I'm starting to notice, like, she's not paying attention to what she's doing. She dropped her equipment a couple of times, didn't even, like, wash it off. We're wearing masks in this place, and it's just, like, I can't even describe it. Like, I went to my old barber, and he can't even fix my hair.
Oh, no. No, man.
Wait, how bad was it, though? Did you have long hair?
Yeah, well, not really. I mean, I just wanted, like, the sides taken in, and then you're supposed to, like, blend it in. She got me looking like Lloyd Christmas. I got, like, a bowl cut over there.
You got the Dumb and Dumber bowl haircut?
Yeah. But it fit my front tooth. Put it all together.
Oh, man, that's rough.
But it's like, I don't know. I mean, that just did me in right there.
Well, sometimes you just get a bad haircut.
It happens.
She's a nice girl. Listen, Adam, we actually have Rachel on the phone. And we want to bring her back on. Rachel?
Oh. Hi. I can't believe that's the reason that you didn't call me back. But honestly, why didn't you say something before you left the salon if you thought it was so bad?
Because I'm not going to, like, call you out in front of coworkers and other customers that are in the place. Like, the place, it was busy that day.
I don't even understand what the problem is. Your hair looked great when you left. And I'm actually really offended that you said that.
It looked terrible. It was very simple what I asked for. You're just really, you're not a hairdresser. You cut hair. That's what you do. You cut hair.
Wow.
So a bad haircut is the reason why you don't want to go out with her again? Wow.
I don't think he wants to go out in public.
That might be true.
Look, if being a hairdresser is her livelihood and it's something she should care about, she obviously doesn't really care about it. So what else can I expect that she doesn't?
Wow. I don't know if I want to see a guy who doesn't support what I do.
I support what you do. You're just not good at it.
Oh, my God.
You need to stop saying that.
I mean, hold on a second. We all love our hairdresser. I've been going to the same one for 19 years. And it's just when you find something that you like, you probably should stick with it. And if somebody suggests to you, hey, I'll cut your hair, maybe just say, nah, I'm good. You know, maybe it's just not something you should have done. You can still date her and not get your hair cut by her.
Right.
True.
What about going on another date, Adam, and not worrying about, you know, don't get your hair cut again by her. Just have a good time and enjoy each other's company. Because obviously you guys had a good date at Island Way. So what about that?
Well, I got to be honest with you. Before I go anywhere in public, I'd rather wait for my hair to grow back.
Oh, my.
It's a little embarrassing going out right now.
Yeah, I'll save you the trouble. I don't think I want to go out with somebody as rude as you are.
Oh.
And honestly, bowl cuts are coming back, so I don't see what the problem is.
Don't say that. Seriously?
Bowl cuts. All right.
Maybe you just need to be more optimistic.
All right. I feel like Rachel's having a good time now.
I know.
So, Rachel, you're now not interested in going out with Adam again?
Not after the way that he just put me down. Like, there's a different way to tell somebody you don't like it, but he didn't have to be so rude.
I agree. He was pretty rude.
Okay. Well, listen, Adam, I guess we don't have to ask you if you want to go on another date because Rachel does not want to, but I do appreciate you coming on with us this morning and giving us a couple minutes of your time. But the good news is hair grows back. And good luck with that, man. And Rachel, thanks for coming on with us. And now you have your answer. So you guys take care.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. You guys too.
You know, I wonder how much he tipped her on that haircut.
I don't know. I think he just paid and got out of there. I mean, man, I wish there was pictures. So bummed.
I know.
Get all the pictures of this. This is the one time I wish we were in TV. Well, that definitely took an interesting twist. Rachel and Adam will not be going out again. It's 99.5 QYK, just had our 7:15 second date update. So they had a great time on their date.
First date was awesome. And then she's like, hey, why don't you come on in? I'll cut your hair because she's a hairdresser.
Right. So he goes in there. He's not happy with the haircut and then doesn't call her again and says, yeah, you're not good at your job. And then comes on the air and like really goes after
her.
Yeah, goes after her.
About her haircutting skills and everything else.
And it's like, dude, that's not why you're dating her, if she is or isn't a good hairdresser. And by the way, we don't know, I mean, what it looked like. But she was super offended by that, which she should. I would be offended if I was a hairdresser and you told me I couldn't cut hair. So I just thought that Adam was really over the top on that and kind of a silly reason not to go on another date, right?
Right. He was really kind of just rude.
Yeah. Joellen in Largo, what did you think about this?
I think that she made the right decision because he is so rude. It had to be all about him. All about him. All he said was, oh, she wasn't paying attention to me. And yeah. Goodbye. Good riddance.
Yeah, I feel like I probably would have been a little upset about the haircut, but I would say, I mean, whatever, it's hair. It's not that big a deal. And not criticized her whole career for it.
Yeah, he was too rude. Too obnoxious.
I agree.
All right, Joellen, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. Ashley is in Tampa right now. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
What are you thinking about the second date update?
I think he was a little ridiculous and judgmental, where granted, okay, he didn't like the haircut, but that doesn't make her a bad person just because she didn't give him the haircut he wanted.
Yeah, you know, we were just talking about that, and the fact is, yeah, you're judging her on a bad haircut. I mean,
yeah, that doesn't make a person.
Yeah, and who knows if it was bad. Maybe it was just a different style than he was used to.
Right.
Exactly. So why is he judging somebody's character on a bad haircut, supposedly?
I know. That, I feel like that was a little shallow, for sure.
That was very shallow.
All right, Ashley, you have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
All right, bye-bye. Alan is in Apollo Beach. Alan, good morning.
Hey, how you doing? This is good morning.
We're doing great. What do you got for us?
I just don't understand why he had to be so rude.
You know, everybody's been saying the same thing, and I think we all agree. I mean, Lana had mentioned it while we had him on the phone. It's just like, hey, I understand you being maybe a little upset about the hair, but here's a solution. Just don't go back to her right. for a haircut. Just keep, you know, just go keep going on dates with her.
If I were him, I would have, you know, Lloyd Christmas, you know, he does get those one in a million shots, you know?
Hey, we, you know what? We always love a good Dumb and Dumber line on this show.
Sure.
Right, oh, boy, well, do they ever.
I'm sure y'all are quite busy on this morning, so I'll let you go.
All right, Alan, we appreciate you listening.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, I think she made the right call. Rachel does not need to have that much negativity right out the gate.
No.
You know, so. By the way, way to go, Alan, with the Dumb and Dumber quote. Love it. I mean, let's get to the serious stuff right here. Love that. One in a million shot. By the way, I will tell you this. Kevin told me this morning, I was very proud of my wife the other day. I go, why? Because she quoted Dumb and Dumber.
Oh,
what did she say? Never been proud. We were talking about the school thing, and then she said, what about the people with no jobs? And then there's a part in the Dumb and Dumber where he goes, we have no jobs, we have no food, our pets' heads are falling off. And then she went on to say all that because she went right into the movie. It's the best.
Poor Lana. I mean, she just sits here and listens to us quote Ace Ventura.
All morning long. That's all these two do is just quote Jim Carrey lines.
I can't wait to meet him.
Yeah. Oh, my.
I love it. All right. I can't wait to give you Busch Gardens tickets right now. Here we go. Busch Gardens tickets. We're going to play The Real Truth. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Caller 9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, Doug in Newport Richie right now is playing with us. It's called The Real Truth on 995 QYK. He is playing for some Busch Gardens tickets. Here's how it works, Doug. We are each going to read two statements about ourselves, one being true, one being false. You have to guess which one is true and which one is false. All right?
Okay.
All right, Lana, go ahead.
I saw Motley Crue play at the Whiskey in L.A. I flew to New York City to see Justin Timberlake play at Madison Square Garden.
Ooh, which one is true? Which one is false?
I'm gonna. She is a rocker. The obvious answer is Motley Crue,
right?
But I'm thinking it's Justin Timberlake. Throw us a curveball,
right?
Doug, what do you
all
think?
Right. Well, let's do this. Let's go with the obvious one with the Motley Crue. I don't think you're gonna do Justin was it Justin Timberlake?
Yes, it was. So you think the Motley Crue statement is true?
Yeah, I believe the Motley Crue is true.
You are wrong. I've never been to L.A.
I thought that she hadn't been to L.A. Yeah,
yeah, I did fly to Madison Square Garden to see Justin Timberlake in concert.
JT, it's a good show. All right, no worries, Doug. You're still in it. All right, Kevin, what you got?
All right, we were talking this morning earlier how there's one Blockbuster left, and they are renting it out for $4 a night on Airbnb.
Correct.
So that made me think that I still have my Blockbuster card, my original one, and I use it as a bookmark. My second statement is, I have one tattoo on my body.
Oh, I know this one. I don't think he has a tattoo.
I don't either, Doug, and I'm pretty sure he still uses his Blockbuster card. He's just that guy.
What do you mean?
Well, I didn't mean anything by it. Don't worry.
I'll do what you guys think. You know him best, I guess, so let's do the Blockbuster card.
Fine, I don't have a tattoo, okay? And yes, I still use my Blockbuster card as a bookmark.
You know what?
Whatever.
You guys know me. You know why you do that? Because you're that kind of guy.
I am that kind of guy.
All right, now you got one more. Here we go. The first one is, I once won a hot dog eating contest in high school. The other one is, I went to Justin Timberlake's restaurant in New York City and sat next to him.
Boy, two Justin Timberlakes same game. What do you think, Lana?
I think he went to New York and sat next to Justin. So, what do you think, Doug?
Well, you didn't fail me on the second one, so let's go with the Justin Timberlake thing.
You think it's true?
Yeah, I think it's true.
All right. What do you think?
I think you won a hot dog eating contest.
The answer is, I once sat next to Justin Timberlake in his own restaurant in New York City. Way to go, Doug. You got it. Here's what happened, by the way, if you want to know.
Yes, I would love
it. It's called the Hunt and Fish Club that he has. And we were in there, and the manager was a guy that used to manage another restaurant that we knew. So he's like, come in. This is Timberlake's restaurant. I was in there, and I didn't expect it. And we were, you know, indulging in cocktails. And he came up next to me, and I went, Timberlake!
Oh,
what's up? It was very embarrassing for my friend who's the manager. But it was a great time. We hung out with him for a little bit. But, Doug, what matters is you're going to Busch Gardens. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you
very
much.
Justin Timberlake's going with you. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, I'm sure my fiance would love that.
Yes, she would.
All right, Doug, hang on for me.
All right, thank you. Hey, by the way, guys, we really enjoy, me and my father listen to your guys' second date update or whatever that is in the morning. We were dying laughing this morning.
I'm good. I'm glad you're loving it. All right, Doug, hang on for me.
All right, thank you.
All right, we're going to have more Busch Gardens tickets for you tomorrow at 7:55 and your 810 Music Minute coming up. It's 99.5 QYK, Maddie and Tate.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Remember when I told you that Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman, they paid like $3.5 million for that place in New York City? It's only 1,600 square feet, and it's a two-bedroom condo.
Wow.
It's $3.5 million. Well, why is it so expensive? It's got a sky garage on it. It hydraulically lifts your car to your unit so that you can bypass all the paparazzi.
Seems necessary.
Oh, yeah.
The essentials.
I mean, that's pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
We haven't heard from Kelly Pickler in a long time, and she's really hoping to get back to hugging everybody after the COVID-19 runs its course.
I hope we don't get to a place where hugging is absolutely forbidden, because I'm a hugger, and I think touch is so important. Mm-hmm. Like when you shake someone's hand or you give them a hug or a high five or whatever, there's just that human contact is so important.
I love to hug Keith Urban, so yes, I hope we do too. All right, Morgan Wallen's debut album, If I Know Me, which came out in 2018, has finally reached number one on the Billboard Country Albums chart. It took 114 weeks to make it there. That is the record for the longest rise to the top.
That's so crazy.
You got there. Who cares?
Hunter Hayes, his album back in 2013 took 89 weeks to reach number one. So congratulations to Morgan Wallen.
And by the way, he's been trying to beat out Luke Combs for like a year.
Well, there you
who
go.
Who broke a record for having the number one album, you know, only next to Shania Twain or whatever it was.
And then year before that, it was Stapleton at number one. Yeah. So for sure. So, by the way, we've got new Chris Stapleton music coming next Thursday.
How about this? She actually let us listen to it yesterday.
She has changed her ways and let us
know.
Have a little peek. You want to listen to this? All right. And finally, Tim McGraw wants you to sing with him. He is asking his fans to sing his song, Humble and Kind, which he's going to use as part of his Here on Earth experience that is coming out on August 21st. So if you're up for the task, record yourself singing the song and submit it. Do you remember the lyrics to Humble and Kind?
Yeah, Humble and Kind. I remember that. I know those lyrics. They're great.
Let's see. You want to practice? You want to try it?
Do you have them in front of you?
I do, actually.
There you go. Of course.
All right, we'll let everybody
know. What a setup that was.
Well, I just figured, you know, what we'll do then is we'll play the song, and then you can remember the lyrics and get your phones ready, sing along, and then you can send it to Tim McGraw. I've got it all up at 995QYK.com.
Here we go. That's your Music Minute right there on 995QYK. Tim Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. JR, Lana, Kevin here. And, you know, we all, of course, are football fans. We've got some great schools in Florida when it comes to college football.
Big schools.
Obviously, we want the Buccaneers to play so we can see our new toys, Tom Brady and Gronk.
I like how you call them toys.
Well, I'm just saying that we paid some money for these guys,
that's
so we
right.
want to
They're
see them do the
shiny
thing.
Shiny and new.
Yeah, but anyway, this is insane what's going on with college football. What's the latest to your understanding, Kevin?
So the Big Ten and the Pac-12 yesterday voted they will postpone all fall sports, including obviously football, till the spring. They're hopefully going to play in the spring, but the ACC, which includes Florida State Seminoles, Miami Hurricanes, and the SEC, which includes the Florida Gators, and also American Athletic Association, which is USF, they all voted that they are going to play fall sports. They are still going to be scheduled to play. So that's where we stand. So some conferences are going to not play, and some conferences are saying they are going to play this fall. So what does that really mean?
Where do you stand on this?
Where do I stand on playing?
Playing.
I think they should play.
I do, too.
I think the players have come out and said they want to play, so let them play.
I mean, listen, we're doing professional sports right now, okay? So we're getting to see what a bubble looks like.
Right.
Actually, MLB's not doing a bubble, and they've had a few hiccups, but a majority of the tests have been negative, of course. I mean, like, we're talking...
All but to couple of teams.
Couple of teams, right? Yeah. So, my issue is... What if you're sending your kid to college this year? They're going to open the college.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And they're asking kids not to have parties. Well, okay, let's say in a rare world that the kids don't have parties where they could be exposed to this. You're still going to restaurants. You can get COVID at a restaurant.
Well, the kids are still going to class. They're going to COVID. The library.
You can go to COVID at the library, get COVID in class, all that. I would think that the athletes would be the safest people when they're around team doctors. They are just, if they quarantine together, they can get tutors just to be together and all that for the season, that 6-month season. I think that they would probably be in a safer situation than a normal kid going to school. I know if I sent my kid to college right now, I'd be more worried about them not being a student athlete and just being a student.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point.
Because listen, if we were a team and it's all for one, right? Us three are on a team, and this is kind of what's going on here. We've kind of all promised ourselves that, hey, we will take care of ourselves on the weekends so we can all work together, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Well, if that's happening with a football team, that puts them in a safer situation than if it's just a bunch of random kids that you don't know and people that are some are your friends, some aren't your friends, and you're in a classroom with them or you're sitting next to them at a restaurant or the student hall or whatever. It's just, I think that they should 100% play. If we're having pro sports, why can you not have college sports? You're not going to have fans probably, which sucks for the kids. Because that's a big mainstay of going there and having fun.
And football is such an important part of, you know, a lot of, especially the colleges here in Florida. I mean, it's such a big part of the school and just a part of everything that they like to think about and do on the weekends. So.
It's one of the best experiences you probably will have going to a football game in college. But I think it's a huge overreaction. Now, of course, if you feel like you have a medical condition, of course, if you want to opt out, you should have that option and not lose your scholarship or anything like that.
Sure.
Totally get that. I'm not saying that you can't get it, but I feel like they're in a way safer environment than someone that's just going to school. And, you know, the other thing was, you know, the NBA has a commissioner. The, you know, the NHL has a commissioner. All these guys have this thing. Well, the NCAA, you're all kind of taking care of yourselves. So there's no real one blanket thing they can do. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like you can make a decision for all of college football.
Right. It's up to the individual conferences, which is a problem because for the Big Ten and the Pac-12 who are hoping to play in the spring. So they're going to play a spring season and then go right back to the fall season. That would be tough on the student athletes. I mean, it just would. I mean, that would be very difficult. You know, football is a grueling 12-game schedule. That's why they, you know, have 7 to 8 months off in between. Yeah. So they can, you know, that's tough on the student athletes. So I don't know how that's going to work, but we'll see. I mean, listen, things in the world are so strange, and this is just another one.
Well, the school's going right now. Going back, it's the same thing.
It is. I mean, it's just like, but yeah, I mean, I think they should play. Even the president of the United States has weighed in and said, let them play. You know, I mean, he's even kind of... gotten his foot in there. And I'm like, you know, I mean, it's a tough situation. Of course it is. I mean, we just don't know with this virus. I mean, it's just like it's so difficult. Every decision is a difficult decision. But to me, I just think that I agree with you. I mean, I think you're kind of in a safer spot.
Right.
Being together with the same guys with team doctors and, you know, being in the same, I think they should just play.
Just think of the money that goes into the sports, though.
And by the way, they pay for all the other sports, too, a lot of times.
Yeah.
You know, those programs. Lana has brought up a point to me that I want to talk about here in a second. We'll take a break. Lana had a point about some of the seniors and some difficulties they may face if they don't have a season. It's after this. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, and Kevin here. We've been talking about college football. Will they play? Will they not play? But Lana had another thing that she was talking about and kind of concerned for some of the seniors.
Well, I just think, you know, all those seniors that are trying to get into the NFL and trying to get drafted and all that stuff, you know, this... You know, them not playing college football this year, I just think about all those kids in sports or
here's the thing.
In sports. It's not fair.
The good news is, in this day and age, they've had film on them since they were a freshman in high school. All the way. And if they played 3 years of college, they know what they're about. Now, there are some breakout stars, like Joe Burrow of LSU, who was the first pick overall. See, his senior year really made it for him in the NFL. So to your point, that would be a big deal. But Trevor Lawrence, who plays for the Clemson Tigers.
And he's going to be a junior this year.
He's going to be a junior this year. We know he's the next prodigy. Like, we know he's going to be the next guy.
He's proven it already.
So he would be okay. So I think you're right. There are some people who are on the bubble this year. I mean, as a high school student, I got my scholarship my senior year because I was able to, just because I was hurt my junior year. So, I mean, you're right. It's interesting. And I think that's something that they would be robbed of.
Mm-hmm.
They would definitely be robbed of. I mean, there's a lot of risks in playing football. And I hate to say it, but COVID probably isn't the highest risk that there is playing football. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, so they want to play. I say let them play. And like we were talking about earlier, they're probably in a safer situation than they would be going to school as a regular student.
It's just
going
to be so different not having college football this fall. I mean,
I just hope they do.
Well, let's hope that there's be some conference that still do it. I mean, so if the SEC and ACC, well, that's all us right here, you know, in the state of Florida.
True.
So that would be great for us. Now, it would stink if you lived in the Midwest or in the West or whatever, and you don't have anything. So, but we'll see. There's still, you know, SEC, ACC, include also the American Athletic Conference has USF in it. They're still planning on playing this fall.
Which they should.
So,
which they should.
Yeah.
All right, coming back with maybe our dream vacation that Kevin and I have talked about this morning, and we think we're going to do it.
Yes.
All right, we're going to take a little trip, and you can do it too, and it's only going to cost you $4 a night. All right, I'll tell you after this. Well, my esteemed colleague, Kevin, handed me this story this morning, and I was very delighted, and I think he and I are going to go try to do this. And when I say we are, we're probably not. What you can do is you can stay at the last Blockbuster in the world. You can rent it out now as an Airbnb for $4 a night.
That's so cool.
It's located in Bend, Oregon. So we got a little bit of a trek ahead of us, but, well, it's all good. Give us time to catch up. they have put in a 90s-style living room. No big-screen TV, just the old 90s TV.
I love that.
And they have a VCR, which we'll watch these tapes on.
That's exactly right.
Beanbag chairs.
Ooh, yes.
Pull-out couch, plus candy and snacks.
Oh, the popcorn was the best at Blockbuster.
The whole place smelled like it. The whole place smelled like they spilled butter all over the carpet, and the carpet looked like that. That place was awesome and gross at the same time.
Yeah. I have pictures up on our website at 995QIK.com, and it actually looks really cool. It looks fun, just like back then.
It looks like the Simpsons living room, kind of, is what it looks like. So, what was that movie that you rented over and over? Kevin, can you think about it?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I know I'm putting you on the spot. It's got to be. Or what? Do you have anything that's still on tape right now? Do you have a VCR at the house?
Yeah. Well, my wife had. It was like a DVD VCR combo.
Oh, man. You guys are fancy. So,
yeah. I still have all my Star Wars movies on VHS, even though I've repurchased them, but I still have them on VHS. I remember when Titanic came out, how you had to reserve your copy, and it was like a big deal back then. That was in 97. And it was a two-tape VCR. It was like two tapes. It was
so long.
And I just remember, like, how big of a deal that was to get that movie and to buy it from Blockbuster, because that's where I bought it from.
Yeah. Do you make you think Rose made the right decision at the end and let Jack go?
It was the only choice.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Missed them.
Yeah. It was tough.
Yeah, it was a tough time.
But yeah.
Lana, what did you think about the ending of that movie?
I cried.
Did you cry?
I did not want to see Jack go.
By the way, I did not see that ending coming at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, man, this is surprising. I did not see this ship.
He was so hot.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, I didn't see that ship.
I never knew.
I didn't know they were going to hit an iceberg. I mean, jeez. Yeah. Talk about a spoiler, by the way, if you haven't seen it. Sorry about that.
It's only 23 years old.
Yeah, it's all. Well, great movie. But the real story is, Bend, Oregon will let you rent out the last Blockbuster in the world for $4 a night. You can sit on that beautiful 90s living room furniture, look at that non-widescreen TV.
And rewind those VCRs.
Smell that popcorn. Be kind. Rewind.
Oh, yes.
Sit in your beanbag chair. Sticks to you as you stand up. All the butter on the popcorn. And you watch Titanic with Kevin.
That's not a bad night.
That sounds like a party.
Well, really? Is that a promise? Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. It's time for Trending in Tampa Bay, and we go to the 22-year veteran. He is a Jesuit alumni.
Yes.
Home of the Tigers.
Yes.
ACM CMA winner. And a celebrity in the Tampa Bay area.
Mm-hmm. Not really.
I talked to him the other day. He said, I honestly can't go anywhere without people surrounding me. And asking for a
friend. I don't want them to surround me right now. We have COVID. Well, it's 6 foot distance. Come on.
He has a very long pin that he signs with from 6 feet. That. It's pretty interesting. It's a quail pin.
Oh, real long. We're going way back.
Oh, yeah. They signed the Declaration of Independence. Okay. It's fantastic. All right. That's your history lesson. But right now we're going to Trending in Tampa Bay. His name is Kevin. Let's go.
Game one of the Lightning Blue Jacket series went into 5 overtimes.
And
this is how it ended.
Here's a shot by Kucherov that's blocked. Kucherov again scuffs that hit Gavrikov. They score! It's fired by Braden Point. The shot hit Gavrikov, came back to Point, and he fires it in for the game-winning goal in overtime number 5, and the Lightning capture game one of the series.
Woo! I was exhausted when that game finally ended.
Game started a little after 3, ended at 9:30-ish last night. It was the 4th longest playoff game in NHL history. By the way, Lana, the longest NHL playoff game happened in 1936, and that went 6 overtimes.
Who won that game?
It was the Detroit Red Wings over the Montreal Maroons.
Oh, yes.
Who don't exist anymore.
Lana still has a jersey from that year.
Yeah, right. In 1936.
I do have a Minnesota North Stars baseball cap still.
Who are now the Dallas Stars.
I know that.
Wow.
But yeah.
Nice job.
Yeah,
there we go.
Dino Cicerelli. I know my boys.
Dino. Yeah.
Wow. This was the longest. It was the longest game in the Lightning's franchise history. The longest game before this was game 5 of the 2003 conference semifinals that went 3 overtimes. By the way, game 2, it's already tomorrow at 3 p.m. again. Let's hope it's not a 5 overtimer. Yeah.
Get an app.
Game.
Yeah, that's true. The Pinellas County School Board will stay with the plan it approved last month and will start the school year August 24th with some students going back to campus and others staying home for online classes. In the classroom, the goal is to reduce the number of students for traditional face-to-face settings. Kindergarten through 3rd grade, 15 students or less. 4th to 5th grade, 18 students or less. And 6th to 12th grade, 20 students or less.
That's Are they going to rotate then? Like, nope. Some kids are going to stay home and then
they
flip?
Chose. The parents chose.
Oh, so this is what Hillsborough County got in trouble for, correct?
Right. So they decided yesterday that whatever they were going to do, they're sticking with that plan. So
what
if you chose to do traditional or do their MyPCS online, that's how they did it. Yep. Go ahead, Lana.
You know, Kevin, I did see a couple homes for sale here in Pinellas County. Yeah. You're thinking about moving in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I mean, they got the hand. hammer dropped on them by the state. So hopefully they'll figure it out.
A whole big thing that there's a story today that they can lose like $23 million if they don't go back. So they're having Hillsborough County is having an emergency meeting tomorrow.
Yeah, it would be an emergency. Losing $23 million.
No, it's today. I think it's today.
We're going to go. All right.
Are we? Okay.
No, okay.
The Big Ten and the Pac-10 voted yesterday to postpone all fall sports, including football, with the hope of playing in the spring. The ACC, SEC, and Big 12 are still moving forward with plans for a fall college football season. The ACC and SEC said they will continue to make decisions based on the advice of their own medical advisory groups, along with local and state health guidelines. The American Athletic Conference, which USF is a member of, is also still moving forward with playing sports in the fall. And finally, Busch Gardens announced yesterday that How Low Scream will be coming back this fall.
Ooh.
They will have modified and physical distant attractions, though. Busch Gardens will continue to limit capacity and create a lot of open space, and guests and performers will wear face coverings. The event will happen on 18 nights after the park is closed, and that will be from September the 25th through November the 1st. Tickets are $29.99 to $44.99, and you can get them on howlowscream.com. So that's great news at Busch Gardens. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir. Go Bolts.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. What an exciting game. They play tomorrow again at what time?
3 p.m.
All right, here you go. I love it. It was just a great night last night.
Here's a shot by Kucherov that's blocked. Kucherov again scuffs that hit Gavrikov. They score! It's fired by Braden Point. The shot hit Gavrikov, came back to point, and he fires it in for the game-winning goal in overtime number 5, and the Lightning capture game 1 of the series.
Even though the Blue Jackets lost last night, you could tell I'm like, all right, yeah, let's get out of here.
We got to go, man. I'm tired.
There he is, 22-year veteran, ACM CMA winner, home of Kevin, is right here on 99.5 QYK. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Crew 995 QYK. You know, this is a Justin Timberlake song right here. We talked about him quite a bit on the show this morning.
Quite a bit this morning, yes. We found out that I went to New York to see him in concert, and then you one-upped me and said that you sat next to him in the restaurant.
You just reminded me because it happened in the same town. That's all. We played The Real Truth for Busch Gardens tickets. We're going to play again tomorrow at 7:55. But it's fun to learn about each other. I enjoy that.
Oh, yeah.
And Kevin trying to convince us that he has a tattoo. We weren't buying that for a second.
What is that? I mean, maybe I do, but
no, you don't.
No, you don't.
There's no way I would ever get one.
That's what we know about you.
But we do know that he's got a Blockbuster video card as a bookmark.
Is there a better bookmark than that?
Listen, you recycle, reuse, okay?
See?
That's what we're doing.
That's right.
What was your highlight of the show, sir?
I'll just say, using the Blockbuster, the last one on Earth is in Bend, Oregon, and you can rent it out for a night for $4 on Airbnb.
I love that.
If you're going to Oregon anytime soon.
Yes.
And my favorite part kind of piggybacks that, where we found out that Kevin still has his Titanic VHS collection.
Maybe.
Yes, he does.
I might.
It's a two-taper, isn't it?
It is a two-taper.
I love it. Double feature.
And the other part of the other part, quick mention, you said that you were so proud of your wife this morning. You were never been prouder of her because she quoted some Ace Ventura lines.
No.
Dumb and Dumber.
I'm dumb and dumber. My bad.
Yeah, come on. It's sacred ground here, okay?
You're like, awesome. I've never been so proud of my wife. It's like, what?
No, come on. She gave him 2 beautiful children. That's of course, right. All that.
Of course, it's a joke.
She's a first responder. But she does know Dumb and Dumber, and that is fantastic.
That is right.
That's a plus. She's a keeper. My highlight would be the fact the guy on the 7:15 second date update is walking around looking really weird right now.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll tell you that you need to listen to this so you can find out why that is. It's on our Instagram.
Speaking of Dumb and Dumber.
Yes, exactly. I know. There is a reference in there. You can check it out on our 99.5 QYK Instagram or our Facebook page. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.